Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Very good evening, everybody. Welcome to Realside Radio. Joe is out tonight. This is Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. The first of 3 hours that are going to be a lot of fun. Got a lot to talk about. I got to get a lot off my chest tonight. For those that want to join us, second hour is definitely going to be a lot more wide open. Got a couple of great guests in the first and the third hour. You can always give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. And you can always check us out at joemessina.com, joemessina.com, where you can watch and listen live and chat with other listeners. So I was at UCLA over the weekend. We had a counter protest to the tent encampments that the pro-Hamas quarter have set up. This is a group that you've probably seen on the news. I was up until about 2:30, 3 o'clock this morning when I got a text from my brother telling me turn on the this feed on YouTube. It was for both ABC 7 and Channel 11 down in Los Angeles, which is their Fox and ABC broadcast, and they were flying over the UCLA quad that we were at on Sunday, and a lot of violence was taking place. You know, listen, I'm just going to say this because I'm going to talk a lot about this tonight. What is happening right now across our country is not in any way anything other than a paid-for, organized effort to destroy our country from within, from the likes of George Soros. They're paying student radicals who are fueling these nationwide explosions of this Israel-hating protest efforts that we're seeing. These people, most of them, are idiots. I'm just going to tell you this. I was there. They're young kids. They don't know anything other than what they've been told by Generation TikTok. And it is cool. It is chic to be at the forefront of what they believe is some form of protest against the victims of some colonial power. It's what you do when you're 19 years old. I went to school in the 80s. I remember the discussions about what we were seeing happening out of South Africa. You know, listen, this is what you do when you're young. And then you wake up a few years later and you realize, wow, I was an idiot. I had no idea what I was talking about. But George Soros and his hard-left acolytes have a team of paid agitators who are not just doing this for the first time. They were there for the George Floyd riots. They were there going back decades, some of these people. And some of them back to Vietnam. They're old now. And they know exactly how to instigate the crowds. And who better than the brain mush kids, the children, that the parents are paying $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year for to put them in these formerly known as elite institutions. We saw it in Columbia last night. We've seen it all over. Emory in Georgia, Ohio State, Berkeley, Yale, Harvard. Seeing it in Fordham, in New York, and obviously other schools all over the country are experiencing the same. Where do they get all these green tents from at the same time? Where do they get these signs from, all saying the same thing? And these leaders at our institutions of higher learning, that parents are mortgaging everything they possibly can to get their kids through these schools, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year for, these leaders are leftists just like the instigators themselves, and they are giving these kids, in many cases, free rein. UCLA is an absolute embarrassment. The SJP is an organization. The SJP is an organization that is funded by George Soros. They are called the Students for Justice in Palestine. And this is the group that is turning our country inside out with these protests, many of them supporting Hamas, a terrorist organization internationally recognized that has been paid for by Iran to come in and cut off women's breasts, burn families alive, rape women and young girls to the point that they die from their internal wounds from the rape itself, destroying families' lives. And still having over 100 hostages, including Americans, in Gaza. And these children are the ones that are going to come out and tell us that they are educated and they understand international geopolitics and all of the terrorist networks and the proxies that Iran is funding? Hell no. Yes, I'm angry. I was there at UCLA on Sunday. I've seen the level of incompetence that most of these children have. Then I take a look at their leaders, many of them 30, 40, 50, 60-somethings, who are organizing these kids and setting them against their own country. They have no idea what they're talking about, but these agitators, these George Soros-funded agitators who are paid thousands of dollars a month to do this, should all be investigated and arrested. I'll be back after the break. Got a lot more coming up tonight. Got an interesting discussion coming up next with a return guest who's going to be talking about much more. Are we heading towards nuclear concerns with Iran? We'll be right back.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
And we all seem to find a way. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. Joe Messina is going to be back again tomorrow night. And if you want to join the conversation in hour number two, the lines are going to be open at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I'd like to first welcome back, in accordance with the initial discussion that we're having about what is happening right now with the protests, but is all related back to Iran. And Iran is, many people believing, quickly becoming a nuclear power. I'm welcoming back to the show here Peter Husey. He is a senior fellow at the National Institute of Deterrence Studies. You can find them at thinkdeterrence.com. Peter, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I am fine, thank you, sir, and I hope you're well as well.
I'm doing very well. Thank you. First of all, let's talk a little bit about the NIDS. To serve as a team of practitioners who advance peace and stability through evaluation of deterrence practices and policies, affirming that a credible nuclear deterrent serves as the bedrock of American national security. Tell us a little bit about this organization here. This is fascinating.
We were founded a couple years ago by James Petrosky and Alan Lothar, both of whom are practitioners, have been in and out of government and in industry with, and their role has been to design deterrent policy, talk about it, do wargaming about it, give a president every possible option in terms of when something bad happens. And for 75 years, deterrence has worked. It doesn't mean it will always work. Like, one of the things that nuclear weapons are designed to do, they are awful. And Annie Jacobson's book, which I was going to talk about, they're awful. And you don't want to use them. But the problem is we have two adversaries in Russia and China that are going to be peer competitors with equal levels of nuclear weapons, or actually more. And then Iran and North Korea as their sous chefs, who one has nuclear weapons and one may very well be getting them, because I think they're perfectly happy to be thought of as a nuclear power without explicitly saying, here we are, because I think then they might either have the nuclear weapons taken out or they'll undergo an enormous number of sanctions. And I think they like it the way it is now, where we don't want to push them too hard because we think, well, they might have nukes. So that's our problem. We are facing deterrence that changes all the time. We don't have just Russia anymore. We have, the first time in our history, Russia and projected China in about 10 years will have an equal number of nuclear weapons. And in fact, combined, I just had a seminar the other day where one of my top guys, Chris Yaw, from the University of Nebraska, says Russia and China combined will have 10,000 nuclear weapons in 2035. The United States will have somewhere short of 3,000. Now, if numbers matter, which I think they do, we have a problem.
Well, let me ask you about that, because just from the standpoint of numbers, you only need, you know, a bomb over Los Angeles to destroy Los Angeles. How many times do you need to have a bomb complete, you know, that destruction? Just a couple, right?
Well, the Russians and the Chinese have a little different view of the world. We do not blow up other guys' cities. What we do is we target their leadership, the security forces that keep them in power, and their military capability. And the Russians and the Chinese combined have a number of thousands of targets, and they're all weapons. I'm not talking about cities. These guys, on the other hand, I think they don't want to have an all-out nuclear war. They don't want to use, but what they want to do is intimidate us, saying we may use one or two nuclear weapons in a conventional conflict like Putin is threatening to do in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. We'll use them in Europe, but you don't want to go there because it could get out of hand, and you're not willing to risk your security in your country for protecting a country in Europe. And Putin, as you know, I think the total is about 70 times he's explicitly threatened to use nuclear weapons against NATO or against the United States or against Ukraine if we take the fight to Russia. And guess what? We have not taken the fight to Russia. In fact, the Ukrainian government recently went after some refineries in Russia to cut off their income. And the State Department said, no, 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 don't do that, please. And so we have pulled our punches with respect to Ukraine, and I understand why. It's because we think Putin may in fact be so reckless as he would use nuclear weapons. So you're right, sir, that traditionally the idea was we hold you at risk and they hold us at risk, and the option is we're going to blow each other to hell if we use nuclear weapons.
Mutually assured destruction.
Right. And John Kennedy, however, figured it out way, way back in 1960 after he became president. He said, you're telling me my options are two. I can commit suicide in Armageddon or surrender. Mm-hmm. And he adopted what was called flexible response, meaning I'm not going to have only one option, which is all-out nuclear retaliation, because the other guy will say, that's not credible. You're not willing to do that. You risk that. And so flexible response was adopted through the Kennedy, Johnson, and administrations all the way up to where we are today. But instead of having 10 to 12,000 nuclear weapons lying around, we're down to around 1,500, 1,800. Which makes an all-out attack, yeah, you can do it, but it's actually an easier job to deter with a limited number of nuclear weapons because you don't have so many targets to hold at risk.
Mm-hmm. You know, got a couple of minutes here before our first commercial break, and we'll have you stay through the break, and then I want to talk about this Jacobson book that you sent me some information on, and love to get into that in more detail. But what are you making of the state of we're not hearing about Ukraine right now because everybody's so focused on the protests at our colleges, this upward surge of leftism that seems to have just taken over our elite institutions. What are you making of all of that? How much of this is coming from Iran? We know George Soros's fingerprints are all over this, but is Iran sitting back right now and just laughing at what we're seeing here in the United States?
Well, if you thought there would be demonstrations running around our campuses with "Death to America" and "Death to Israel," if you had said that 5 years ago, people would have said no. That goes on in the Middle East. What we're seeing is Iran has switched from being the culprit ordering the Hamas attacks, the slaughter of people in Israel, to now, Hamas is the poor guy. They're getting beat up by the Israelis. Notice you don't see any of the video of the attacks on October 7th.
They're saying it didn't even happen. They're completely denying that it happened. We've all seen the video, and I know people in Israel. My niece is there. It's outright agitprop and propaganda at this point. But we're going to be taking a commercial break here in just a second. Peter, tell everybody where they can learn about the NIDS and obviously the good work that you guys are doing there.
Yeah, go to the Think Deterrence website, and you have podcasts, op-eds. Every week we have a global security review paper done. We have studies done. We have podcasts. I do about 50 nuclear missile defense space seminars a year, and we have conversations as well as one-on-one things, and we have literally hundreds of events a year, and they're all free. And you can go to the website and click on them and come in and join us virtually.
Terrific. That's thinkdeterrence.com, folks. We'll be right back after the news and commercials, and we'll have Peter talking about some of the big threats that we're seeing right now all across the globe, and a lot more right here at Real Side Radio. Folks, do not go away. We're just getting started tonight.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. The White House is standing by its response to pro-Palestinian protests causing disruptions at colleges across the nation. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
No president has spoken more forcefully about combating anti-Semitism than this president.
President Biden is facing criticism from some quarters who argue that he's not forcefully addressing instances of anti-Semitism at some of the demonstrations. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have stayed at their highest level in over two decades since July. Ford is recalling more than 240,000 Maverick pickup trucks due to taillights that fail to illuminate. The recall affects specific Maverick models from 2022 to the present year. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is good being with you for the first of 3 hours tonight across the Fruited Plain here at Realside Radio. It is always a pleasure, no matter where you are across the United States. Thank you for joining us. We continuing our discussion here with Peter Husey. He's a senior fellow. You can find him at thinkdeterrence.com. Thinkdeterrence.com. Fantastic organization, and they seem to really be on the cusp of, the idea of nuclear war and the power that countries have ultimately, it's kind of the golden grail for many countries, Peter. You know, you're seeing Iran have been just, you know, chuffing at the bit to really get themselves to become a nuclear power. And the geopolitical relationship in the Middle East, regionally as well as globally, will change once that happens, won't it?
Yes, it absolutely. Dr. Kissinger, before he passed on, told us that it would dramatically change the Middle East for the worse, because we've never had a country other than North Korea, which is so crazy. But the problem with the Iranians, as Khomeini said, why would you attack Israel? Israel will blow you away. And he said, I don't care if Iran goes blows away. We killed all the Jews.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And
go ahead.
Out of attack. Well, how do you deter that?
You know, I think the greatest potential for Iran to come to the 21st century is for its people, who are good people, by the way, tremendous people in the country. They hate the mullahs for the most part. They are absolutely under the thumb of the mullahs, and they want nothing more than just to join the 21st century. They love, you know, if you ever watch those YouTube videos, Peter, of different parts of the world, there are people that literally walk around cities, and you could just sit there and kind of meditate on wherever you want to go, Australia, you can go to Turkey, you can go anywhere. And when you go to Tehran, it looks like Westwood, California. It looks like Greenwich Village, New York. The kids are young, and they have money, and they look modern, and it you couldn't even tell that it was an Islamic state. Hopefully maybe they could figure it out on their own. But I want to get your input on this book that you refer to, Miss Annie Jacobson. Tell us a little bit about why you wanted to talk about this tonight, and how this is all related to this discussion that we're having in regards to the nuclear power around the world?
Well, it started with the Oppenheimer film, and then it went to a series on Netflix. Then it went to the New York Times doing a series of articles called At the Brink. And then Ms. Jacobson came out with her book called Nuclear War, A Scenario, in which she postulates that North Korea hits us with one nuclear weapon on the Pentagon, blows it away, wipes out a good deal of Washington, D.C., and blows up a power plant in California with another bomb. And that the president, without even thinking about it, says, we have to launch 100 or so ICBMs at North Korea. The Russians think we're attacking them because the missile's going over the pole. Russia then launches everything they have at us. We then launch everything we have at Russia. Everybody dies and nuclear winter occurs because there's 300 billion tons of soot in the atmosphere. The sun can't get to the earth. Food production disappears and 5 billion people die. And the thing that is bad about this book, which is, and all the interviews that I've watched her do and I've listened to her, is he says we have an automatic launch on warning policy that is an all-out nuclear retaliation. Totally untrue. She also says that the military would force the president to decide on an all-out military attack with nuclear weapons. And she says the president has only 6 minutes with which to make a decision. Again, both totally untrue. She has a little sidekick here. She says, well, missile defense, we tried. We tried to shoot down the North Korean warheads 4 times, and they missed every time. And then she goes off into a tangent about missile defense can't work physically, just on principles of physics. And if you look at what has happened in Israel recently,
yeah, the Iron Dome.
It doesn't look like she, but I know who she's relying on. She's relying on Ted Postol at MIT, who hates national missile defense and opposed what Reagan was proposing.
Star Wars.
Because the bad guys will figure out how to spoof us and so forth. So what is Annie saying? She's saying that our current policy is immoral. She said deterrence is immoral. And she even says it's a play on words. She says it's mad, meaning we're out of our minds to think that it will work. She says it'll break down. And then the question is, the interviewers say, well, what would you suggest we do? She says we need more diplomacy and we need more discussion. But she doesn't say diplomacy about what, and she doesn't say a discussion about what. She does hint that she's in favor of abolition, which you're not getting there, okay? But the key is she says we have to adopt no first use, meaning no matter who attacks us with what, we will not use nuclear weapons unless they use nukes against us. That would vitiate all of the extended deterrent in the Pacific and in NATO, which the Europeans pushed very hard Mr. Biden not to adopt no first use. That's her number one thing. Second, she says no president should have the ability to launch nuclear weapons. It has to be a committee. She doesn't say what kind of a committee. She doesn't say whether it should be unanimous. But if more than two people have to punch in the keys to the nuclear football, that means delay. That means the bad guys are going to say they get in the first punch before we're even ready to do what we need to do. The most important thing she says is Ronald Reagan watched the movie One Day After, which was 1983 in November, and he changed his mind and became an arms controller. Total unadulterated baloney, because I worked for President Reagan, mm-hmm. as did hundreds of people that I know who did this. Reagan stuck to no nuclear freeze, major reductions in nuclear weapons, deployed the INF missiles until Russia agreed to 0-0, which they did. Cut nuclear weapons by 50%, which we did under START 1. Modernize our entire triad, which, by the way, is the triad we now rely on. Same modernization, because we spent the last 40 years kind of kicking the can down the road thinking we didn't have to do it again. And he ended up blasting the Soviet Union because he actually did economic war against them, from oil to bank loans to you name it. There's a wonderful piece by Warren Norquist in the National Intelligencer published in 2000, which you can go and it says how Ronald Reagan won the Cold War. Yeah, and he basically, we went after Russia economically. And we also did the military stuff. But as our military has said, if nuclear weapons are used in a conventional war that we're in, they say, this is the phrase they use, nothing holds, meaning our conventional capability, which we think will win, doesn't, because and the bad guys know this. So our job is to make sure nuclear weapons are never introduced into a fight and that we don't even get into a conventional fight. Well, unfortunately, as you see in Ukraine, we're in it. The problem there is, if I may say so, we don't have a plan to win.
Peter, let me ask you this, because I see a lot of similarities between what you're talking about, minds like Annie Jacobson, who says the solution to all of this is abolition of nuclear weapons. It's kind of like the Second Amendment debate that we've had for decades in this country, that there are people that literally just don't want guns to exist, except they're going to take away, you know, guns from people that legally are allowed to own them, and the only people that are going to have them are criminals. Wouldn't that be, replicated on a much larger scale with nuclear weapons?
Well, there's a story that Kim Jong-un's father was asked about why not go to zero nuclear weapons, and he said to an American ambassador, sure, you first.
Right.
It's kind of cheeky, but how are you going to verify that nobody has nuclear weapons? There's a lot of tactical nuclear weapons are small enough they can hide in a suitcase, for crying out loud. And the question is, when Reagan at Reykjavik was talking about big long-range missiles, he wasn't talking about bombers, he wasn't talking about theater systems, and it was to get rid of the big multi-warhead missiles on each side, which are the first strike weapons, which were of such concern. Abolition sounds nice, but I've debated a number of people at Princeton University, they're global zero people, and I understand where they're coming from, but the bad guys believe they can use nuclear weapons to effect. We think nuclear weapons should never be used, but unfortunately the bad guys don't share that view.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So we're stuck with a position of, I have to deter them from ever thinking they should use these things. You know, Paul Nitze worked for Truman, and I worked all the way up to Reagan. He was a Navy guy, and he was one of the top strategists. And he always told me, he said, Peter, I want them to do all their computer games and all sorts of war gaming, and I want them to wake up every morning and say to each other, not today, comrade.
Yeah. Peter, do you want to stick through the break and continue after? I don't know if you have to run.
No, I can stick around.
Okay, we'll be right back here. We have Peter Husey, who is a fellow over at, you can find him at thinkdeterrence.com. And we're going to be talking a lot more here about this and how much of a threat the bomb really is. We'll be right back here at Real Side Radio. Folks, do not go away.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Don't be a jackwagon. Join us nightly here at The Real Side Radio. You can find us at therealside.com or joemessina.com, where you can listen to shows live or even go through the catalog and listen to older shows and share them with your friends. We're delighted to have a returning guest here, Peter Husey, who is a senior fellow at the National Institute for Deterrence Studies. You can find that at thinkdeterrence.com. And before the break, Peter, you were talking about this this book that I think is certainly got your ire, Miss Annie Jacobson's book talking about nuclear war. And it really, one of the things that you brought up right before the break that got my attention, those of us of a certain age will remember that show that you were referring to. I think it was called The Day After. I think it was on ABC in 1983. And it was a huge event. I mean, you know, you had three stations. And so when something like that comes out, everybody focuses on it. And we talked about it for days and weeks afterwards. And you're saying that Annie Jacobson is claiming that the entire premise of Ronald Reagan deciding that he wanted to have arms control with Russia, which led to several of the policies that were enacted between him and ultimately Gorbachev in the late 80s, that was all a result of the Day After movie?
That's what she claims, and she was on C-SPAN, but an interview with Joe Cerencioni, who used to be head of Plowshares, and they made it all up. They totally made up. Now, Reagan did watch the movie, and in his memoirs, he said it moved him. But he said it reinforced his view that starting in 1976, he had proposed reductions rather than the SALT process, which was a buildup. You know, the SALT I and SALT II treaties under Nixon, Ford, and then Jimmy Carter allowed the Russians to go from about 2,000 warheads to 12,000. And Reagan was saying, why are we calling this arms control? We should be going in the opposite direction. We should be going down. And when he proposed going down in November 1981, this is 2 years before the movie, he said, we're going to cut all nuclear weapons by 50%, and then we're going to cut them again. And then he said, the INF missiles in Europe, I'll deploy them if Russia doesn't stop its SS-20s. But if they stop and get rid of their 20s, I'll get rid of our Pershings and Glickums, which was the cause of the INF Treaty in 1987, the first time an entire class of nuclear weapons was eliminated. By the way, the arms controllers laughed at his proposal, saying that they were fake. They said, Russia will never accept them. You're only proposing them because Russia will say no. Then you can go and build them. And, of course, he succeeded where they were in favor of a nuclear freeze, which would have frozen in a huge Soviet advantage because the Russians had about 90% of their systems already modernized. We had not yet begun modernization. The submarines didn't start until 1982. Peacekeeper wasn't deployed until 1986. The B-1 and B-2 bomber weren't deployed until late in the 1980s, and then the B-2 in the 1990s. So our modernization program had been stuck in Congress for the 1970s, sometimes being supported, sometimes not, being cut. It was up and down. The House would kill the B-2. The Senate would kill the B-1. They couldn't find a basing mode for the peacekeeper. I know because I followed and did the work on all these systems while in the Senate. I worked for four U.S. senators. And I know the history of this is that we were basically not doing very well by the time Reagan became president. So their fairy tale is quite a fairy tale, is that he switched everything when, in fact, he did nothing of the kind. He stuck to his guns, so to speak, and it was successful. They were in favor of the nuclear freeze at the time, if you remember. And it was, by the way, a Soviet proposal similar to what China has now proposed. China has now proposed no first use again, just for fun. Even though if they signed a deal with you and said they won't use nuclear weapons first, the question is, would you believe them?
Right. Right. Okay.
And adopt U.S. policy to do the same. So it's the same old, blowing smoke in the air. It's like what they're doing with this Hamas demonstrations. As you said correctly, wait a minute, wasn't Israel attacked murderously with 1,200 people being slaughtered, and now Hamas is the oppressed group?
Yeah.
When in fact, murderers?
And yeah, so the level of agitprop and propaganda and lies, outward lies, that are being accepted on face value by these children. And I don't remember being that young when I was in college. Okay, these people look like idiots. I'm sorry. Naive little kids. And they're just parroting what's been told to them. I was in college in the 80s, high school and college in the 80s. Like I said, I remember watching The Day After. And there was a lot of concern in the 1980s. There was, because if you listen to the mainstream media, which was left of center then, not as bad as it is now, they were all concerned about this cowboy, Ronald Reagan, was going to lead us to World War III. Where have we heard that since? Obviously they didn't. We ended up sitting down with Russia, which was unthinkable at the beginning of Reagan's terms. So let me ask you this, Peter, because obviously this is what you guys do day in and day out over there. Taking a look at the landscape of the world as it exists right now, you've mentioned China, and you've got China and Taiwan. You've mentioned Iran. You've got Iran and Israel. You've mentioned North Korea and the world, Russia and Ukraine. What keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night is one of these countries would be reckless enough to actually use a nuclear weapon. And I have to say all four are in I call them the Brothers Mayhem. And for 20 years, I've said they're going to be in cahoots. They're going to be allied with each other. They're going to help each other. And I was told, no, the Russians don't like the Iranians and the Chinese don't like the Russians. Well, look at the news. Every time you turn around, who is supplying Ukraine with weapons, the Russians with weapons in Ukraine? China, Iran, and North Korea. Who's helping Iran with its nuclear program and missiles? North Korea, China, and Russia. So it is, we have a very serious mess on our hands. However, we are economically powerful, and militarily we need to rebuild. We can win this because we have allies. We have Britain, we have France, we have Japan, we have South Korea, we have a lot of people. But we have been asleep at the switch, unfortunately, and we've now, at least Congress has really woken up, I think. But Congress can't direct policy as well as the president can.
How has Congress woken up?
Well, the administration speaks, does things. On the one hand, they say, don't produce energy, so prices go crazy. Russia now is making twice as much money on oil and gas sales than they were. On the other hand, they tell Ukraine, don't blow up their refineries because we don't want energy prices to go up. Well, they're already up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Really serious about this. Reagan, one of his fundamental principles was take away Russia's money, and that was take away their oil and gas. Why? We produced as much as we could. We got the Saudis to do the same thing. We dropped the price by two-thirds.
Mm-hmm.
And we took tens of billions of dollars out of the Soviet treasury. As opposed to what we've done now is we've doubled the oil and gas revenue, which is 75% of their income. And that enables them to fight this stupid war.
Mm-hmm.
It was a horrible war. But it is the thing is, as I said, Dave, we do not have a plan to win this. And until we get a plan to win it, we're going to be turning Ukraine into a meat grinder. And to me, my worry is one of these folks think we're weak or we're not willing to stand up, and they use nuclear weapons to speed things up and get things done, and who knows what will happen then.
Well, what would happen? Let's discuss this, because this has been in a lot of reports over the past 6 months, and that is, what if Putin did lob a weapon regionally into Ukraine, the Donbass region, or whatever it may be? What happens? How does the world respond?
The world responds by basically all the stock markets crash and the economies crash. And the only question would be if our missile defenses in Europe are deployed in the right place and we intercept. If it's a theater weapon, it's going to be short range. It's going to get to you very quickly. It could be even hypersonic speed, like the Kaliningrad-based system. You don't know how it's going to be delivered.
How does China respond, Peter?
China shuts up and says nothing.
Okay.
In cahoots with the Russians. They don't want, they're not ready yet for this. But the thing is, their economic issues are very serious. Their population is declining. They lost $7 trillion in their stock market in the last 3 years. Their youth unemployment is 30%. Their trade isn't anywhere near as robust as it used to be.
Mm.
The question is, what point does Xi Jinping decide, if I'm going to take over Taiwan, I got to do it now? That, to me, is my worry. And my hope is that economically we make life so miserable for him, he figures out he can't do it now.
Yeah.
It would destroy a good deal of the Chinese economy. Remember what they did with COVID.
Yeah.
They said, not going to be the only guys to go down.
Peter, we're coming into our last 30 seconds here of the hour, and I greatly appreciate you taking the time. National Institute of Deterrent Studies, again, tell everybody where they could find you, and you're on the website there, and where they can learn more.
Just go to thinkdeterrence.com. It's on the web, and it's all free, and please join us for our events. We have every Friday, I have a nuclear deterrent seminar, and I'm doing a major symposium in Louisiana State University with Global Strike Command in Louisiana in June 20th.
In Baton Rouge?
Fine.
Okay. Is that the one down in Baton Rouge? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's down in Shreveport.
Shreveport. Okay, I've been to Shreveport. All right. Peter, thank you so much. Peter Husey, National Institute of Deterrent Studies. Thank you. And, boy, just when you think that you weren't going to sleep tonight with everything else going around the world, now we got thanks so much for your time. And, folks, we'll be back here after the break for hour number two. And if you want anything you want to talk about, give us a call at 855-732-5563. We'll be right back after the news.